Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic Brainstuff episode. With shutdowns to help protect against the spread of COVID-19, lots of museums have gone online only. And that includes one outpost of the subject of today's episode, the Museum of Broken Relationships. Hey, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. If a relationship is like a shark that must constantly move forward or die, then what the Museum of Broken Relationships has on its hands is a lot of dead sharks. And, shards. Because romantic or not, when any cherished relationship hits the skids, it can blow your heart to smithereens. With heart shards in mind and an eye toward healing and purposeful change, the Museum of Broken Relationships is an innovative resource for helping people seek solace, let go, and move on. Curated from once valued possessions that exes of every ilk can't stand to keep around anymore, yet can't bear to throw away, the museum provides a space to showcase the flotsam of flouted vows and forsaken promises and the sad souvenirs of subterfuge. Anonymous and sometimes gut-wrenching personal stories presented alongside their related objects provide context, imbuing these ordinary items, like, say, a pair of Converse sneakers, a latch key, or a wisp of hair, with universal meaning. Raw and unedited, personal artifacts selected from hundreds of warehoused and ever-incoming donations from lovelorn people around the world comprise the installations at the award-winning Avant-Garde Museum located in Zagreb, Croatia, plus in an international traveling exhibition and at the museum in Los Angeles, California, which, while they scout a new brick-and-mortar location, is alive and well online. A poignant smattering of samples includes a jar of spicy Amish pickles, purchased by a young woman for her first love. He stopped returning her texts within the span of their 2 months together, and she never had a chance to give him the pickles. a Peter Pan plush toy bought by a 25-year-old man to remind himself to keep the boy inside alive. Now 50, his placard caption reads, "The boy is lost to me." An ex-wife's non-traditional wispy silk wedding dress crammed into, no kidding, a pickle jar after her husband got the 7-year itch and split. A magnifying glass left by a woman as a reminder to a self-absorbed lover that she had always felt small. And a small bottle filled with tears. Be they ordinary, extraordinary, or even downright bizarre, the objects alone are just bloodless tchotchkes without the stories that bring them to life. The museum FAQ section invites contributors to write their personal confessions, to be frank, withdrawn, furious, imaginative, witty, or sad. Your story creates the museum display, they say. Your story is your stage. Anyone with strong feelings about TMI etiquette may find the museum's theme to be more pure exhibitionism than art. Conversely, reality show-loving voyeurs may see it as another delicious way to access misery on demand. For as long as humans have had sad hearts, there has been love lost and unrequited. And for as long as there has been love, there's been heartbreak and pain. But perhaps the real takeaway from seeing brokenness on display is to note that it's in the liminal space between love and loss that we find our shared humanity and discover our capacity for empathy. Today's episode is based on the article "Museum of Broken Relationships Houses Heartache" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Carrie Tatro. If you don't happen to be in Croatia to visit the museum in person, go to brokenships.com to see some of its exhibits. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.